Chapter 3 Discovery. What is true faith? Is it belief in the absence of empirical truth? No. Faith is a manifestation of will. It is the fealty price given in the presence of actual godhood, and the only protection from its divine wrath. That is true faith. Spoken during a meeting of the Lodge by a chaplain of the 17th Legion. Sabaton took a deep breath of clean outside air. Confinement inside the catacombs had begun to manifest as mild claustrophobia, and with the night air cooling his skin, he let the relief from being out of the hole wash over him. His heart was hammering so hard, he felt the need to put a hand over his chest just to quieten it. Fear of enclosed spaces wasn't something he had suffered from before, but the sense of creeping dread, that intangible belief that something or someone was tracking him like a bloodhound, had unsettled him more than he cared to admit. "Get a damn grip," he chided. Despite his promises to the contrary, he was right back where he didn't want to be. He hoped after the last time they would have left him alone. He dared believe he was free, but he would never be free, not from them. And so here he was. Darkness had fallen completely over the ruins, and rain was trickling from bruise-purple clouds above, pattering on the canvas awning of his tent. They had made camp on a rocky promontory overlooking the dig site. The ruins were behind Sabaton, about 20 meters down, reachable via a slightly inclined slope. The other side of the promontory dropped away into a sheer-sided cliff, below which was a short expanse of grey scrub wasteland that was slowly being eroded by the creeping pipework and industry of Runos. It was also the pain that had driven him out. Sabaton had felt it like an ache at the back of his skull, an itch behind his teeth that refused to be scratched, a bitter taste under his tongue that made him feel sick. It hurt to simply be in the hole. The closer they came, the harder it got to be down there. Sabaton wasn't sure if that boded well or ill for his endeavour. His employers had been detailed about the object of this excavation, providing everything he needed to recognize it, as well as what it did, how it worked, and what he was expected to do with it once he had it. This was the worst thing. Not the digging, but what came next, his mission. It had grown colder above the dig site, and Sabaton nursed a cup of cooling recaf in one hand, in a vain attempt to warm up, kneading his right temple with the other. It didn't help. He was still cold, and the migraine still lingered. "Are you all right?" Vater had followed him and was approaching up the slope, pistol loose in the holster, moving with that same soldierly confidence he always had. Sabaton stopped massaging his head, allowing his hand to stray to the pistol he wore, but immediately berated himself. "Got you jumping at shadows," he told himself. "When did you become so paranoid?" "Who are you kidding? You've always been this paranoid. Comes with the territory." "Fine," Sabaton lied, taking a sip of the brackish caffeine. He grimaced at the taste. "Sorry," said Varte, reaching him at the summit of the ridge. "My brewing skills aren't as honed as my ability to kill people."
"I'm hoping you won't need to employ the latter."
The ex-Lucifer poured himself a cup, but didn't answer.
"It's hot, at least,"
said Sabaton, turning to face the city as Varte joined him.
"Well, warm."
They chinked cups.
"What are we drinking to?"
asked Varte.
"Getting out of here."
The ex-Lucifer's expression suggested he thought Sabaton meant more than just Runos. He took a rolled-up stick of tabak from his jacket pocket, offering one to Sabaton, who refused.
"No, thank you. My mind feels overstimulated as it is."
"Keeps me sharp," said Varte. "Funny what you miss when you're out."
Sabaton turned to see the soldier's profile.
out?
Service, the army.
Ah, thought Sebaton, out. Now it was Varte's turn to ask, as he picked up on the change in mood.
Something wrong?
Freedom, Varte. You're talking about freedom.
Not everyone desires it. And I was thrown out, remember? For some, routine is an anchor that keeps them grounded, stops them from drifting. I've met plenty of soldiers who think like that. They can't function without it. Downtime is like hell for men like that.
Indeed, said Sebaton, taking in the sight of labyrinthine industrial works, factorums, and hab blocks. I believe you.